Iran has banned street demonstrations planned for next month. Protests were expected to mark the anniversary of a raid on a university dormitory 4 years ago. Today, a government spokesman said no rally will be tolerated. But news analyst Daniel Shore says there's a limit to how much control Iran's government can exert as long as people there have access to outside media.
The Bush administration's Iran policy looks like a mirror opposite of its Iraq policy, emphasizing soft power over hard power and change from within rather than intervention. After Afghanistan and Iraq, the administration may be a little weary of war with adversaries and confrontation with friends. In Iran, unlike Iraq, Washington is ready to rely on the International Atomic Energy Agency to deal with the need for tougher inspection of Iran's nuclear installations. Over the weekend, the IAEA reported receiving assurances that Iran is ready to cooperate fully. In Iran, unlike Iraq, President Bush has given a pat on the back to anti-government protesters while making clear that the United States will not become forcefully involved. The most striking evidence of non-governmental intervention is the privately supported Farsi-language satellite transmitters from Los Angeles that modern technology has made possible. They are like an updated version of the audio tape recordings that the exiled Ayatollah Khomeini circulated in Iran in the 1970s to help overthrow the Shah. A New York Times correspondent in Tehran reported that participants in recent anti-government demonstrations said they were responding to calls from the California transmitter. On Channel 1, the anchorman fielded phone calls from people in Tehran, one telling of her son's arrest, another saying that she had been mistreated during 3 days in custody. In Tehran, Iran's leaders issue periodic warnings not to listen to the evil American networks waging psychological warfare. But the illegal broadcasts remain popular in a country where nearly 100 periodicals have been closed down in the past 6 years. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas and 9 other Republican senators have introduced legislation that would provide funding for broadcast activities looking toward a democratic referendum in Iran. But nothing seemed to be as effective as an unsubsidized anchorman fielding calls from women whose sons are in prison. This is Daniel Shore.